Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Ball game over. Astros win it. 6-5 ended up being a thriller. And they hold on to take this game and take the first two games of the series against the Rangers. They stay a half game behind Seattle in the AL West. And they now move to four games in front of the Rangers in second place. Blummer got scary down the end.
Todd Kallis on the call. Space City Home Network. Todd Kallis and Jeff Blum on the call. Space City Home Network. Why do they make things so hard, the Astros?
Well, because they like to keep things interesting, Sean, is what they do.
Do they not know that I have to get up early? You have to get up early?
I have to get up early. You have to get up early. The Astros have to face the A's coming up soon, by the way.
And
the
next
A's,
week, yeah.
The A's have been the best team in baseball since, the last week or so. But since the All-Star break, they've won more games than the Astros.
Yeah.
So there's no messing around. Right before we came on, I don't know if my mic was on yet or not. I said, I think he might have died, and we were talking about somebody else, not a public personality. But it might as well.
Oh, do you think the person I mentioned to you might have died?
Yeah, that person might have died.
They didn't die.
They didn't die. Okay,
no. They called into the post game show.
Good. I'm glad
the other
that
day.
They didn't die. Oh, okay. So good. I just hadn't heard from that person in a while. As far as the Astros dying last night on the mound, look. I can't get mad at De Los Santos.
Not even supposed to be there.
I didn't know he existed until not too long ago.
Yeah, you know?
And he's not supposed to be there, and yet he is. He's the guy you got to bring in to finish a team off.
Like half the time I turn the Astros on, De Los Santos is in the game.
And then you have to bring in Brian Abreu to finish things off.
Man, that's a tightrope act.
Yeah. Josh Hader, Josh Hader and Isak Paredes. We'll both be back and in full force. I'm convinced of it. I am sure of it.
Who are you more sure of?
I feel it in my groin.
First of all, let's start with this. The Astros did win last night, as you heard bumping in here. So that's okay. 6-5. They beat the Rangers. Let's get the sweep. I mean, there's no messing around. Seattle, whatever they were doing a month ago, helping the Astros stay in the race, they are not being nearly as helpful now.
They've woken up. They're jolt
they
cola.
Won like 10 in a row.
Yeah.
They destroy. I forget who they played last night. Whoever it was, they boat raced them. Josh Hader, there was Josh Hader news yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Josh Hader is saying he's going to start throwing again soon, and he might be back, maybe not for the beginning, if the Astros are a wild card team, which or playing in the wild card round, which it's shaping up to
second in the wild card
to be
race
that,
right now.
Yeah, to be that way, and a half game back. And even if they catch the Mariners, they're more likely than not to play a wild card round series, even if they win the division, kind of like last year. The Josh Hader, maybe not back for the wild card round, but he said, I think maybe back for the second, third, and fourth round of the playoffs.
I'm being greedy because I would love for him to be back in the wild card round just because there's so much randomness and luck involved in that. I mean, you're pitching.
Two out of three.
Your pitching is so important in a three-game series that I'm not going to be greedy. I'm going to fight it. But Paredes, I know it creates questions and issues about the lineup and what have you, but...
Well, that got simpler with Yordan spraining his ankle the other day.
Well, yeah, I mean, it got simpler, not in the playoffs necessarily. I mean, if it's a high ankle sprain, then he could be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, because he just bounces back from things so quickly.
Yeah, no, I know it's not simple. No, listen, Sean, I'm trying to be optimistic and positive about all this. I assume that, like many... what did Espada call it? A severe ankle sprain?
Let's hear from Espada. How about that? We got Espada right here on Yordan. So the Astros win last night. That's story number one. But 1A is definitely Yordan. So Espada met with the media before the game last night, and he gave us an update on the Yordan Alvarez injury.
He's got a pretty significant ankle sprain. So this is going to keep him out for a while. Let's not get into days... weeks, any of that. We are going to take one day at a time, but this is going to take some time to heal. We don't have that many days left on the regular season. So we are going to, he's in there getting some treatment, getting some work done. So, hopefully he's not out for a long period of time.
Okay. So pretty significant is the adjective he used for the ankle injury.
That doesn't sound as bad as severe.
You're right. No, that isn't pretty significant. It's not. No, on the scale of severity, pretty significant, less than actually saying severe.
So, Yordan, let's see. What are the affected body parts right now? Just the hand and the ankle, right?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like every body part's lurking around the corner with Yordan.
It feels like he's just becoming an old man before his day.
That's how he's been.
I know he's always been, but this was also with his hand this year.
Yeah.
That was as bad as it's ever been.
Yeah, definitely.
Including his performance beforehand.
Definitely.
So, like, brittle, I guess. He's becoming increasingly brittle.
Now, look, the ankle, I mean...
He slipped like an old man.
On home plate.
Yeah, he's becoming a brittle old man.
He is, but that was a bad fall. It was a slip and fall.
I got to get Mokarem on this.
It was a slip and fall. Oh, you should.
I should.
That would be great.
Injured in a slip and fall?
Yes.
By obviously a faulty home plate.
Oh, Harris County, Jim Crane. Oh, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
The attorneys, the suits. Here's what Bob Nightingale said about Yordan Alvarez. Bob Nightingale tends to get inside information. I know we just heard from Joe Espada, but I just don't trust anybody from the Astros talking about injuries. I trust Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Here's what Nightingale tweeted yesterday afternoon. This looked 4:22 yesterday, so probably, I'm guessing, Seth, shortly after Espada met with the media.
Yeah.
The Houston Astros expect slugger Yordan Alvarez to miss the rest of the regular season with his severe left ankle sprain. So Nightingale's calling it severe.
That's where I had seen it, severe.
Yep, but are hopeful that he can return for the postseason. That's where you got your optimism about the postseason probably too. Alvarez is just the latest star on a contender to suffer a key injury this month.
I can tell by the way you reacted to me talking about Paredes and Yordan and Hader coming back that you thought that I was just pulling that out of my butt.
No.
Yeah, you're like, hey, there was news about Hader.
No. Well, the audience didn't know. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I say things for the audience.
You pointed at me. I was like, yes, Sean, I know.
Sometimes I do that colloquially. I said, how you doing to you?
I asked you how
you were doing last week, and it lasted for two segments.
No, that was a different issue. I already cleared that up.
Okay.
It was because I was trying to go somewhere.
I'm most optimistic about Paredes just because we've seen him doing baseball things. He's taking batting practice. He's fielding ground balls. And when I say it gets easier with the Paredes, I don't mean it gets easier for the Astros without Yordan, but the puzzle of the lineup gets simpler. Unfortunately, it gets simpler with the fewer capable players that you have. And I said, I think when Paredes comes back, if I had to guess, Altuve is going to be the DH now while Yordan is out.
Mm.
When Paredes comes back, if he comes back, then I'm guessing Altuve slides back into second base, and then Paredes becomes your DH.
Sure.
You got to get that bat in the lineup.
Yeah, yeah. So that makes it simpler without Yordan and all that.
Simpler, but
thank
not
God.
Better.
Thank God we don't have Yordan's
bat.
That's
not so what
now
I'm saying.
I was like, I haven't been able to sleep for weeks because I'm like, how are they going to do it? No. How are they going to figure it out?
Yep.
Thank God Yordan slipped on home plate.
Hey, did you hear? No, I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's what Sean said,
that's
basically.
That's not true. I do think it's stupid that home plate is this slippery piece of plastic.
It's like the roof of our parking lot.
It's slippery.
I've almost died out there about once every 3 months. When it's wet out
when
there?
When it's rain, yeah. Yeah,
they
no,
have
dude.
Like this rubbery, shiny surface.
I've fallen before. The first time, I've fallen once.
Yeah.
Never again, obviously.
Like, why do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't understand what the deal. Ben, can you get on that? Or somebody, one of our listeners,
that feels like that feels like a slip and fall situation right there.
Shh. I don't want them to fix it before I get my big payday.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna buy a neck brace
Christmas
on Amazon.
Is coming, the goose is getting fat.
You know, Paredes, honestly, obviously, everything that he could bring would be awesome. If I had to rank my optimism or pessimism out, okay, can this guy be back in the playoffs and produce? I'm most optimistic about Paredes because if it's just playing DH and just swinging a bat, even if he comes in as a pinch hitter, whatever it might be, you're there, you're at home, you got a one-run deficit, and the Crawford boxes are just sitting there,
waiting. Absolutely.
Big juicy morsel out there.
Absolutely.
So I would put Paredes. Then I would put Yordan.
You would?
Then I would put Hader. There's just this buildup. You just know, like, how long is it? Where is he really? And how long does it take for him to build up? And usually, more times than not with Astros pitchers, there's going to be a setback somewhere along the way with the buildup.
I'm optimistic about Paredes. I'm not real optimistic about the other two, but I get what you're saying about Yordan. And Hader, he's not even throwing yet. Like, the shoulder feels good. He hasn't picked up a baseball and started throwing
it. I'd say Yordan, likewise, the same as with Paredes. At the very least, get out, just spat his ankle up and just get him out
there. Get us a Kirk Gibson moment. Remember when Kirk Gibson came in back in 88 and he had a hammy and he was able to hit a bomb off of Dennis Eckersley to win a game?
Plus, listen, you've got these older guys in the clubhouse, in the organization, a couple of Hall of Famers that played back in a day when, you took whatever you had to take to get out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, whichever painkillers or injections or whatever you might need.
Yeah,
I don't know.
School.
Is that, are we convinced that Yordan is doing anything and everything possible to fight through the pain? It's not about toughness sometimes.
No.
Sometimes it's about pharmaceuticals.
It's about the needle.
Yeah.
It's about the needle.
You do what the old school baseball players did, which was befriend somebody at a truck stop and get something right good. Yeah.
Did you hear Espada get snippy with Chandler Rome yesterday?
Yeah.
I've got the audio of that.
So to set the stage, because I feel like, I don't know if Espada was done wrong or not, but Espada at the beginning said, I don't want to get into days or months or like recovery times or what have you.
I will defend Chandler. I thought his question was a fair question, though, which was, and Ben, did you, I don't know
I'm
if you have
set
the
stage.
On. Yeah. Chandler just basically asked him, is he going to go, is Yordan going to go on the injured list?
Joe, are you guys going to put him on the IL?
Did you just hear what I said? That this is going to take some time.
I know, but I'm wondering for your roster. Are you going to play a man short?
Listen, one day at a time, Chandler. Okay? I'm not going to give you days, weeks, what we're going to do next. You're just going to have to sit down and wait, okay?
I'm going to defend Chandler Rome. That's a legitimate question.
Oh, no, it's a fair question.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Because if the answer is you're just going to roll with Yordan, letting him heal his ankle without putting him on the IL,
right?
Then you're operating... You're operating in a pennant race or in a divisional race, one man down from what baseball allows. I know you get a couple extra guys now because it's September.
Yeah.
But you're operating with one fewer guy than baseball is allowing you to have.
Yeah, but I like it. For me, if you separate the tone from the message, it doesn't sound like they're putting him on the IL. And
just
at least
say
as of
no.
right now. I know. I don't get that, whatever. She's everybody got all sensitive. I don't know. He just said, hey, did I not just say? I like chippiness.
I
like Chandler's chippiness.
No,
I like that dynamic of, a manager and a writer who kind of button heads all the time.
You know what that feels like? That feels like when you're like, you're at a dinner party with a couple. And you know it's a couple that doesn't get along very well.
Yeah.
And one of the members of the couple like forgets to put the dishwashing soap away, and it turns into this big screaming match. And you're like, oh, I don't think this is about the dishwashing soap.
Oh yeah, it's about much,
it's
much
about
more.
Much,
there's
much
a history
more.
Between these
yeah,
two.
That,
yeah,
that's what that feels like to
yeah.
me.
Right like, there's a history with these guys.
I just want to know if he's going on the IL. Listen, Chandler, you bastard.
There's that writer that's always curious about whether guys are alive or not.
You
yeah.
never tell me how I look in this uniform. All right.
It's like, they've gotten to a point where Espada could walk in there with like a broken nose and a black eye, and Chandler would say, "Could you give us an update on what happened to your face?" Like, no, I'm not going to talk about that. Why would you even ask that?
Yes.
Why would you even ask that?
Oh my God.
Just like, I mean, it's kind of obvious. I think there's brain matter dripping out of your ear. Shut up!
Yep. You bastard.
Yellow journalist.
Yellow journalist. All right. Off and running on a Wednesday. We've got a lot of Texans to get to. Hey, we expect to hear in about an hour from Michael Chiklis, the actor who's in my Twitter avatar with me. He's got a new movie coming out tomorrow called The Senior. It looks pretty good. It's a sports movie. So we expect to talk to him in about an hour or so. Along the way, we've got plenty of Texans talk, including DeMeco Ryans telling us what the number one biggest issue was for the Texans in their loss to the Buccaneers on Monday. That is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
DeMeco Ryans met with the media yesterday. He also sat down with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer on Texans All Access. We've got audio from both that we'll play here in this segment as we welcome you back in on a Wednesday. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you here. Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. DeMeco Ryans was asked about this both in his press conference and on his coach's show. This is from his coach's show. What was the biggest issue for the Texans in the loss to the Buccaneers on Monday night?
I wish it was just one. You know, John, I think the thing that stuck to me was just drives like, man, tackling.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that just continued to eat at me is just like the tackling, where we tackle really well the first week.
Right.
And then you come out the second week and it was not good enough. Yeah. Right. And it wasn't winning football. And ultimately, that's what the game came down to is tackling. So that's the one that that sticks me, but something we can do it. It's just a matter of, man, are you consistently dialed in? How bad do you want to get the guy down? Right. How urgent are you to wrap guys up? Right. Like, a lot of times we're trying to tackle with one arm, which doesn't work in this league, and our guys know that, right? We didn't need more evidence to show that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So we got to wrap guys up, take them to the ground.
John, the way Johnny phrased that question was, hey, is there something, you know, you've got a long ride home from the stadium. I've got a long ride home from the stadium. And Johnny was saying, man, as I'm driving home, I got all these things are swimming in his head about what could have been in the game, this or that. So he's asking DeMeco the same thing. Do you do the same thing when you're driving home? Are you thinking about what you guys could have improved on? And what was the biggest thing, if you are you know, if you were driving home thinking about it, leaving the game last night, what was it? And DeMeco talked about tackling in his press conference. I like the cut we played better just because if you watched it, and I watched it on YouTube last night, DeMeco looked so sad talking about the tackling.
Well, I mean, it was 4th and 10. You know, it's 4th and 10, and Henry Toa takes a poor angle on a blitz, misses Baker Mayfield completely, and then you've got that run to Buck or that pass to Bucky Irving
two plays later,
where there were, I thought I was saying 4 missed tackles. 5 guys actually hit him before finally the 6th guy, who was also the first guy. Aziz Alshire was the first miss, and then he ends up as the 6th guy to touch Bucky Irving and take him down.
The other 5 guys slowed him down enough with missed tackles.
Yeah, Bucky Irving was hit by enough guys, barely, that Aziz Alshire had time to circle back and get him.
Well, and the most egregious one was, again, Toa Toa, who just stuck his shoulder in there and essentially pushed him forward a couple of yards.
This is where I don't look. Christian Harris, for whatever reason, he's just not back yet. And I don't know if it's that he's still trying to work back into shape from missing most of training camp or whatever it is. He played 17 snaps in the game the other night.
Okay.
Didn't look all that impressive. Doesn't look like classic Christian Harris.
Had a bad face mask penalty.
And oh my gosh, look, he's trying to pop his head off like a Pez dispenser.
Down inside the 5, too.
Yeah.
You got him out of trouble.
There's one thing, man. There's nothing worse than the feeling of like, oh crap, I'm holding the guy's face mask. People are like, why'd you grab his face? Like, I wasn't trying to.
No.
But that one, I mean, he had a hold of his helmet with both hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, to the point where they're down on the goal line, they're on the 2-yard line for the final go-ahead touchdown for the Bucs, and the Bucs are out there with 2 tight ends on the field, and the Texans are in nickel, where you only have 2 linebackers, and they're able to get an offensive tackle blocking C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I'm not going to get mad at CJ for losing that matchup.
Yeah.
They don't trust their linebackers right now for whatever reason. And Henry Toa Toa is not making you feel all that awesome about having 2 linebackers on the field.
Nope. DeMeco Ryans was asked about the offense in his press conference yesterday. I didn't like this answer because I feel like I've heard this answer several times over the last year or so. But here was DeMeco Ryans on the offense.
For what we're doing offensively, defensively, man, we're not far away. So I'm not in the mode of where, hey, it's doom and gloom. Like we're not far away. We're close. I think we made a lot of strides in this game on yesterday. We did a lot of positive things that we did well. Of course, there are always things, issues and things that you can correct, but it's not far off, right? We got to make the plays we're supposed to make. We're pressing forward. I mean, we're looking forward to Jacksonville to see how we can clean this thing up and get it moving.
Okay, so I mean, he mentioned both the offense and the defense. I think the defense is
very close.
The defense is close.
If anything, the defense is guilty of trying a little too hard.
Yeah,
you know, like they got to dial it back.
Yeah.
A lot of those missed tackles. We talked about this all day yesterday. They're always going for either the mega hit or just flying in out of control. Sometimes guys are just playing the run a little too aggressively, or it's just all this stuff that can be tweaked. But the physical talent and ability is there. On offense, I worry. I worry that they are a team that has very openly said they want to establish the run. They want to be that type of a football team. And I just don't know if they have the horses to run that way. When you go up against a guy like Vita Vea, and then Kalijah Kancey was out of that game. When you go up against random dudes that you only know because they played at University of Houston, like Logan Hall, those guys were beating the Texans physically. So the physical domination of the offense, mostly the offensive line in the run game that's what concerns me because, man, their stated philosophy is we're going to be physical up front and we're going to drive people. Yeah. You take away Nick Chubb's one run, and I don't know what the average yards per carry was.
18 carries for 32 yards for the running backs outside of Nick Chubb's run. Yeah.
Which we're not 100% positive.
We'll get to that.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. It felt flukish.
Well, it was definitely the lion's share of what they gained on the ground for the day, whether the defense was trying or not. I heard Bobby Slowick say for an entire season last year they're close on offense. I can't listen to that.
Yeah.
I can't. I spent a year listening to it last year, and the guy who was telling us that got fired at the end of the year because they were never close, as it turned out. So when I saw that cut on the email, offense, we're close. I'm like, not you, DeMeco. Not you. DeMeco.
This feels like back when I was in juvie and we had a really tough CO, I think is what we called him. And it was
corrections
tough,
officer.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Yeah,
and he was just, this guy was a brute, I'll tell you. And we wrote letters. We wrote letter after letter.
Mm-hmm.
But then one day, my friend Squinty was he found that the satchel of our undelivered mail of our complaints to the state.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
We thought the governor was on our side, but it just felt like that was the moment of despair. We're like, man, because Squinty had been the guy that had been telling us every day, hey, we're close.
Oh, we're close, yeah.
And then Squinty came in with this satchel full of letters.
Turns out,
yeah,
we were never close.
Eventually, we would learn that Squinty was on the take.
Oh, yeah, it was really?
It gets deep. It gets
really?
Deep, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not through the manuscript
quite yet. Who's the rat on the Texans offense?
We'll figure it out, yeah.
Okay, Squinty.
That's what it feels like. It feels like back when I was in juvie.
Juvie, yeah.
Big, like on Rikers Island is where I was.
Dumping out this big satchel of letters after the 2024 season.
I'll tell you what, man. Yeah. Working 12 hours a day in the iron foundry for 12 cents an hour. The hell. That was better than this.
They do pay.
That was better than watching this Texans offense.
Working in the iron foundry?
Yes.
You're probably right. If I would work in an iron foundry for an entire weekend if the Texans would score 30 points against Jacksonville this weekend. That's where I'm at right now.
I shipped three guards that week. So just head on a swivel there, offensive lineman. Okay, that's how I'm feeling about the Texans offense right now.
One way to cancel out all your letters. Stabbing the help. Here's DeMeco Ryans. He was asked, have you seen hesitancy with C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, overall, offensively, for our offense, all 11 guys, it's C.J., it's receivers, it's everybody. You got to play better, right? And C.J. knows that he has to play better. There were some plays that we left out there that I know he can make, right? When it comes to some throws, come to some decision-making, things that he can make and do better. And that's for all of us. We're all in this together. We all have things to clean up, and nobody's excluded from that. Right. It's a team first mentality. We're going to stay a team. But for us to take the strides we want to take and press forward, all of us have to look internally and we have to get better.
This is the problem where it feels like last year, too, because when you try to pin it down to one thing, it's impossible. There's multiple things all over the place. And that's what I would say about Bobby Slowick. Man, it looks like it's multiple things all over the place all the time. And I have no choice in a situation like that. I just have to say, okay, the guy, if I walk into a McDonald's and everything is slovenly all over the place, the bathroom is a mess, the cook is picking his nose or something, I'm like, all right, listen, I've seen other McDonald's before. Clearly, this is an issue with the manager.
Yeah.
Like, there's multiple things wrong all over the place, and you can tell it has been going on for a while.
There's 31 other offenses.
I know, this is not a Steve McKinney-owned McDonald's. This specific manager is screwing something up.
Yeah.
So, likewise, when I look at an offense and I see multiple stuff all over the place, right now there's a grace period, but over time, I start to say, well, the manager and his boss are to blame. It's Nick Caley and DeMeco Ryans at some point. It's just, but it's early. This McDonald's manager just took over this team.
Are you saying you'd like to talk to the manager?
That's a good, yeah, that's
you
the,
like, I've
when kinda, am I going to go full Karen on
yeah,
this?
Yeah, like, yeah, oh, look,
that's that's shit-dag-nabbit.
I'm looking at this receipt, and I was promised better offensive line play during the preseason, and it's been subpar.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to speak to the manager. Manager Caley, Seth would like to speak with you.
Yeah, I hadn't been at McDonald's in a long time.
Five years for me.
Really? Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's like it's not bad at all now. They give table service.
I miss it greatly, but it's just one of those decisions I made during COVID.
Yeah, that you just got to stay away.
Yeah, I just got to stay away from the fast food.
I mean, I could tell you about how there are healthy choices, but we know how that goes.
Yeah.
That's like walking into a... It's like when back when I used to go into Squinty's cell.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to drink water today.
Right,
and then Squinty gives me some of his toilet hooch. And I'm like, here I am again.
You're allowed to stand around. At a strip club, you're allowed to just stand around.
I'm drunk on grape juice, wine, and shivin' a guard 3 hours later.
That's it. Big question on the Soch yesterday. Did the Buccaneers let Nick Chubb score on this play?
Second and 9 at the Bucs 25. Stroud under center. Handoff Chubb again up the middle. 20. Angling right. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Houston. Chubb to the house. And the Texans lead Tampa Bay.
Didn't even dawn on me at the time, Seth, to think that way because I was so happy that he scored, for one thing. But it became a question. The Texans were up 14-13 at the time. They were on the right side of the 2-minute warning. The 2-minute warning hadn't happened yet. So there's like 2:10 to go, something like that, in regulation. It was 2nd and 9 on that play. The Buccaneers had all 3 of their timeouts left. It's worth noting. The only reason you let somebody score is because you feel like, oh, this team can burn the clock down to nothing and we're not going to get our hands on the ball again.
Right.
And so there was a more discussion than I thought about this on social media. Now, the evidence in favor is that it did look like the Buccaneers were not trying tremendously on that play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, Harrison Bryant, the tight end, had a really nice block. Which was sometimes it's just a shock to see when one of the tight ends for the Texans has a really nice block.
Well, it's a shock to see a 25-yard run by the Texans in the first place.
But the linebacker was, like, he had a nice block, but it wasn't, the fact that the linebacker was there and filling at all and there for Harrison Bryant to block him, like, that was notable. And then Vita Vea, like, was getting double teamed and he didn't get moved back at all or anything. Yeah. He didn't pull a Foley Fatakasi and get driven back 5 yards.
Winfield's lack of effort at the end of the run.
The only thing I wondered is if there might have they because this is what you do if you're Todd Bowles. You don't tell it the whole defense because then it's a PR nightmare.
If it gets inside the 5, just
let
him go.
To a guy like Antoine Winfield, yeah. It might be like, look, if they get a first down, then
game might be
just
over.
Let it go. Yeah. So I think that it might have been
a situational.
Yeah, you don't want to give that instruction to the whole defense. Yeah. Too many issues afterwards. So Antoine Winfield, probably you could trust him to keep a secret, because if it doesn't work out, you don't want, you know, like, which it very nearly wouldn't have. You know, I mean, it was 4th and 10, and then if word gets out that Todd Bowles intentionally let them score after the Texans hadn't been able to do much at all against your defense, you know, that you conceded the touchdown that moment.
Well, and the Bucs hadn't scored since there was 9 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Right.
If you're letting him score there, you're saying we're pretty confident we can go down and get ourselves a touchdown.
Yeah.
You're saying we're more confident that we can go get a touchdown than our defense can stop the Texans, who they've been basically stopping. Both teams had been essentially dormant on offense since early in the second quarter. It was 14-10 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. It was 14-13 when that play took place. So for a period of the rest of the second quarter, all of the third quarter, and nearly the rest of the game, both teams had scored 3 points. And that was on a Texans drive that went 0 yards.
But likewise,
after a blocked punt.
But you're also thinking that, though, too. I mean, there's 2:10 left. You've got your timeouts. The Texans are, if you stop them and the Texans kick a field goal and you've had to use a couple of your timeouts already, you're stuck there in that same situation of like, okay, can we get down into field goal position? Do we really think we're going to be able to get down into field goal position with one timeout and 30 seconds on the clock?
Here's my thing. Neither of these teams had scored a point that they'd earned since early in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Both teams should have been relying on their defense at that point. It was the only points that had been scored since 9 minutes to go in the first half.
But that's
was a Kaimi Fairbairn.
Yeah.
There shouldn't have been anybody letting anybody score.
Right. What I'm saying, though, is, like, the Bucs in that situation are in a situation where, it's 14-13. They have the lead, but the Texans are at point-blank field goal range already. They don't trust their offense. But okay, what's more reasonable for our offense to do right now?
To get a field goal with like a minute left, or get a touchdown?
Less than a minute.
Yeah.
You know, like, so can we get a field goal in a minute or less, or can we actually, with 2 minutes on the clock plus 3 timeouts, do we have a chance of going down for a touchdown?
That's an interesting debate.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what the analytics folks would say.
I don't either. It was a really interesting discussion because it was not one of the Buccaneers, obviously not one of their better plays defensively. They gave up half the rushing yards they gave up in the game. They gave up on that one play. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines in the next segment. Astros, Texans, a little bit of NFL. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get into it with headlines. Start with the Texans. Just got done hearing from D'Amico Ryans in the previous segment. Let's hear from him again. A little bit of news, and this is good news on the injury front for the Texans. D'Amico Ryans, end of his press conference yesterday, was asked, hey, what's the latest on Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios, two slot receivers that have been dealing with hamstring injuries?
We expect Christian and Berrios, both guys, been doing really well, progressing well in their rehab. So we'll see how it goes throughout the week, but expecting to get those guys back this week.
That's great news.
That's very, very, very good news.
Very good news.
There were especially times, man, as we talked about earlier, there's multiple things that just need to be really straightened out on offense, which I'm trying to be patient with right now because it's a new coordinator, et cetera, et cetera. New players in a new system, all that. But when it comes to CJ, man, it just feels like he's being very methodical sometimes in going through his progressions and going back to that Chargers playoff game from last year. Remember when he had the botched snap and it just seemed to kind of, something seemed to click into him. And
like he got kicked in the head.
He said afterwards that, yeah, you just go out and play football. It feels like he's pre-botched snap right now. Yeah. That he's kind of thinking his way through things. And that, which I like about CJ, and I this is what happens sometimes with very conscientious athletes, is that whenever they're adopting something new, there's a curve there where you're trying to do everything the right way, and you can't just go on instinct and go on muscle memory yet. So I'm trying to be patient with that. But as he is working through that, having answers early in the down or when blitzed and all of that,
yeah,
that could help out a
That's
lot
these
right
two
this
guys.
Moment. Right. You want to beat the blitz, having both. There's nothing wrong with having two slot receivers out on the field. Having both Berrios and Christian Kirk out there gives him a lot of really quick options. I mean, you watch the game. There are times where I had to keep reminding myself that Justin Watson was a receiver because it looked like there were three or four tight ends out on the field.
He's always had that look. Even when he was in Kansas City, yeah, he always looked like a third tight end.
And they've got all these big, X-type receivers out there and not necessarily anybody that can get a lot of separation. Kirk and Berrios obviously can do that for you. And then and Jalen Knoll, just they need to keep bringing him along to where CJ feels like he can rely on him.
Yeah. The good thing about Knoll is at least he seems to have cemented that return position.
He seems to have cemented a place in my heart.
Yes.
That's what he's done with that.
He was great on Monday night.
Man.
He was outstanding.
Good job to the officials. Oh, you know, the booth review.
Oh, picking up the flag.
Booth review has been awesome so far. You know what booth review did, which would have been nice in the playoffs last year? It was in, I can't remember which game it was. I think it was the Browns game. There was an illegal hit. That's right. It was quarterback was sliding. Somebody hit him, and they threw a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct or roughing or whatever, late hit. Booth reviewed it and negated it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
The booth.
It was Marlon Humphrey. Marlon Humphrey came in and hit Flacco as Flacco was sliding, but he didn't target the head and neck area. And it was very much like some of the Texans hits last year that were flagged. It was kind of like Marlon Humphrey was going down as Flacco was starting his slide.
Yeah.
Didn't hit him in the head. So the official on the field threw a 15-yard penalty. Booth review said, nope, take it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
Yes. That's excited, and but also angry because I feel like it could have happened with Will. They could have done that with Will Anderson. You know?
In the Chiefs game in the Chiefs playoffs. Game, yeah. Well, then, you know, maybe next time. By the way, question on the text page. How many games does CJ play poorly before Mills gets a chance to start? At least 17. How about that? Mills ain't starting.
How many games does Mills play poorly before you stop texting that in? Mills played well in the preseason, but were you excited about Mills? When Mills gets in the regular season, he's Davis Mills.
And CJ can do some things better. He ain't even close to getting benched territory right now.
No,
not even close. So that's your Texans news. Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios are going to be back on Sunday, barring a setback. Astros win last night. They beat the Rangers 6-5. They were up 6-1 in this game, and the bullpen came in and kind of made things very, very interesting in the eighth and ninth innings. Gave up 4 runs in the eighth. Brian Abreu kind of walked a tightrope in the ninth, put a couple guys on. Able to strike out a couple dudes, though, and they get a win 6-5. The Mariners win again, so the Astros remain a half game back in the AL West. The Rangers, meanwhile, being pushed into the rear view further. They're 4 games back in the division. Here was Joe Espada last night being asked about how he felt about the win.
Fabulous. It's not easy to win a major league game. You know, our guys did a nice job. Our pitching did a really nice job. Piece it together there, and you know, it was got a little wild there at the end, but we were able to get 27 outs. We did a lot of good things offensively too. We saw those bats well. I thought we run the bases really well. Even some small ball just to get guys over, some sack flies. We, you know, I think we executed a lot of things. We did a nice job.
Pet peeve alert. Wow. It's hard to win a major league game.
It is. Yeah.
And yet every night, 15 teams manage to go do it. It's incredible.
But if you're a really, really good baseball team, you're winning 60% of your games.
Here's the other thing with that. Last night, it's really hard to win a game. Didn't have to be. You were up 6-1.
It's really, really hard to maintain a lead. It's really, really hard. You're exactly right. Is it hard to win a baseball game after you have a 5-run lead?
Right.
Not so hard.
Yeah, it's hard to do something where the probability of you doing it is 99%.
Do you want a spotter to tell the truth? Do you want a spotter to get over there and be like, listen, it's really hard to win a game when you've got to rely on De Los Santos? Show me the articles where you guys were saying De Los Santos is going to be the machine that drives this team.
Listen to what you're asking me. Do I want a spotter to do that? Hell yeah, I do. That would be awesome.
And then I want Chandler Rome to press him on it.
Absolutely.
And then I want those two to fight.
Until
of a sudden it turns into a passionate
makeout
session.
Yes, yes. You're writing a book. Write your own ending here. This is a phenomenal scenario. So the Astros beat the Rangers. Going for the sweep tonight. The old sweeparoo. Do you think they're going to have the game on at Churrasco's when we're there tonight?
Oh, well, we're having early time, so probably.
Well,
at least part of it.
Yeah, we might be able
to. Well, we can sit. If we sit in the bar, we can watch it, yeah.
But it's a charity. People bought an auction to have dinner with us, with me and you.
Right. But even if he wants to sit in the bar, though, we can
sit in
the bar.
Oh, I was thinking sitting at the bar. In the bar. At a table in the bar. At a high top in there or something like that.
We're going to make the guys that bought
That's why I was a little taken aback.
Donated to the charity, sit in the dining room while you and I sit in the bar.
I thought you said, no. I thought the four of us. They might like that. The four of us sit at the bar and just chop it up while we're watching an Astros game.
It's up to them. They're the
totally
ones
is up to them.
They're the ones that helped out. What charity were we doing?
It was the Houston Food Bank.
That's right.
It was Ron Hughley and Reggie Atatula's charity drive.
I couldn't remember which charity. Well, we do so many of them.
Yes.
That was hard. I almost said the Literacy Foundation.
Yeah. No, it was Houston.
We've done so much to fix and save the city of Houston.
We have two of these.
It's hard to keep track. Yeah.
There was a second one that wanted to do it, and they missed out on the bid, so they got a second. We're going to do two of these auction.
We're going to eat really, really good food at Churrasco's.
I can't wait.
To save America.
I cannot wait.
I am when you ask us, like, okay, which charity was it in which given week that we were helping out? It's like asking Florence Nightingale, you know, who is that person you helped with appendicitis 8 years ago? She's like, look, they're all helped a lot of people here.
Yeah, Superman. Yeah. I helped like 15 people today. What, I expect to remember all of them? So that'll be fun tonight. Astros going for the sweep. NFL news. Let's carry this into the next segment. We're expected to be joined by Michael Chiklis at about 10 after. About 7:10. He's got a new movie coming out that's in theaters on Friday this week called The Senior. It looks really good. It's a sports movie. It's a football movie based on a true story. He's going to join us. We've got a few minutes on the other side here to dip into this. This Tom Brady sitting in the press box with the headset on for the Raiders. Partial minority owner in the Raiders who also happens to be the lead analyst on Fox and talks to NFL teams every week.
Yeah, delve deep into how teams operate and their best players.
Yes, people are upset about this. We will get into that in the 7 o'clock hour and a whole lot more. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.